Voices of Hope is a podcast of New Hope Presbyterian Church in Castle Rock, Colorado. New Hope is a church that puts people first. You can listen to our sermons and podcasts on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and any popular podcasting platforms. This week, Pastor Jordan brings us a sermon titled, The Path of Abundance. Scripture comes from 1 Kings. Well, good morning. We are on the path of the beloved. It's going through the different themes and stories of the Bible. Well, we started back in September, and today we make our way to 1 Kings. But before we get to that story, we first have to understand where we are and also where the characters of this story are. And that's living in a place of scarcity. That we live in a life that is only about, we do not have enough, you do not have enough, there's only certain people that have enough, but guess what? Those people feel like they don't have enough either. That we are caught on a hamster wheel of life, of we have to keep going, keep pedaling, keep swimming in order to make enough. And this comes out in all kinds of ways, whether it is financial, happiness, all kinds of ways we feel like we live out of scarcity, that we never have enough, we do not have enough. And so when we are in an election year like we are, I know you may be surprised that we are, that in a couple of days, finally some of this is going to be over. And elections and politics are always about trying to defeat the opponent and talk about how the opponent is actually going to take away from us. That opponent, that person, if they get elected, they're going to take this away from you. And we do it to both sides, right? And so that is even built out of scarcity. At the beginning of the Bible, the creation story, Adam and Eve are immediately in a mindset of scarcity. God has given them everything they need, all the abundance of God's good generosity to the world and to creation. And yet, Adam and Eve live out of scarcity because they think they need to take what it belongs to them, which is on that the tree of knowledge of good and evil, that they need to take what is theirs, otherwise God's going to take it away for God's self. So scarcity is also built on this idea of, I need to have something that I think my neighbor is going to take, but I need to have it so I can be ahead of them. And it started in the garden. And then throughout the Old Testament, there's all kinds of different stories that show that the people of God, the Israelites, the people that God chooses to be the light in the world, to be love in the world, instead of living out of abundance and generosity and hospitality, they then choose instead to divide, kill, conquer, steal, and hoard. And God has to find a different way to make humans understand what the kingdom of God is about. There's a story in the Old Testament, Sodom and Gomorrah, and we like to use this as a story about sexuality. But instead, what it's really about is that the people of God decided to not welcome these strangers into their village with hospitality and generosity. Instead, they wanted to take away from them. They wanted to take away their dignity. They wanted to hurt them. They wanted to take away something sexually from them. And it's all about that power and control balance. They were living out of scarcity. They wanted something somebody else had because they didn't have enough. We're never enough, we never have enough. So not just for material things, not just for food, finances, things like that, but also our own soul. We often think that we are not enough, that we are never enough for our families, for our spouse, for our work, and even never enough for purely ourselves. That we can always be better. While that is true, we also find it in different ways. We try and live out of scarcity in unhealthy ways. We try to numb ourselves with substances. We try to puff ourselves up with our egos that we are better than other people, to make us feel better about how the fact that we feel like we never measure up. And so the problem in our world today, the problem in our scripture too, is that we're living out of pure scarcity, that there is never enough. If we ask the question, how do we care for the poor? The number one question that always pops up is, how are we going to pay for it? If we talk about college and tuition, the number one question that pops up is, how are we going to pay for it? If the question of healthcare comes up, we always ask the question, how are we going to pay for it? And if the question about homelessness, for veterans, for anybody that are homeless, experiencing homelessness, we ask the question, how are we going to pay for it? So we live out of the place of scarcity. This is just how the world is. This is how it works for us right now, that we live out of not being enough or having enough. But yet, sometimes we see, whether it's entities, people, politicians, government, if somebody wants something, they can move mountains to make it happen. They can make something that's seemingly impossible in the amount of time happen, while other things stay in the background. Because what it honestly is, it isn't so much about scarcity, it is about an orientation of our hearts, that the things we value, we will make time and effort and money for it. While the things that we don't value, we're going to leave off to the side. So it isn't no longer an idea of scarcity, is it? So in our scripture for today that was read, in the story, Elijah is a prophet that's telling people that a drought is coming. And he comes across a widow, the widow of Zarephath. And one thing to know about widows in this time and place is that widows are very vulnerable in this ancient world, because they do not have a husband to protect them or to provide for them. So they are more vulnerable for attack, for being taken advantage of. And she has a son, so that makes it even more so, that now it's her and her son, and they are vulnerable to the world. And especially this drought. Elisha comes across this widow and asks for water, and she's going to go get it for him. And he then asks for bread. And she says, I don't have enough for bread. I barely have enough at home the way it is. I'm collecting sticks and dust here to bring to my child so we can have our final meal, because we're going to eventually die from this drought. So then Elijah says, no, go back home. God's going to provide enough for bread, and enough for bread after that and after that. So God is providing for the widow and for Elijah, that the little that they had provides for enough. This theme kind of comes up in the Bible often, that maybe this idea of generosity and hospitality from God is a theme that is a solution to our scarcity problem. That in the beginning, creating the world, that was setting off this idea that God is generous and hospitable. God is the generous host to the guests that are humans. That God is giving us this whole world, this whole creation, not out of anything we have earned or done, but out of generosity. Then Jesus comes along, and Jesus is showing us the kingdom of God and the heart of God. And if we think about scarcity versus abundance, and that is the story that comes to my mind, is the feeding of the 5,000. That the disciples are saying, we do not have enough to feed all these people. And Jesus says, yes, we do. And they end up feeding the 5,000 with the food that they have, because there is enough. Jesus dying on the cross, going to the cross for humanity, for the world, for creation, is also an act of generosity and hospitality, showing us that, guess what? You don't have to try so hard. You are enough. You are enough that even God thinks you're worth dying for. And then Jesus also destroys this notion that our lives are scarce because there is death. And God destroys death and says, no, there is more. There is more to come. So the kingdom of God is flipping everything upside down in our human world that works out of scarcity and is saying, you need to work out of a place of abundance. Because that is what God is giving us, is abundance. So all our systems, all our structure, our economy and everything built on scarcity, but if we as the people of God started to live out of abundance, how would that change things? How would that change how we view our neighbors? How would that change how we care for the poor, the homeless? How would that change our views on taking care of people with their health? How would that change our views on almost everything around us? Things would be so much different. Maybe now the church will be a place where there is enough food to feed people who are hungry. The church will be a place that is able to help people pay off their debts and medical bills. The church will be a place that people find belonging and care and love for exactly who they are. Because that's the kingdom of God. Our world decides that there's not enough, you are not enough, you need to change things in order to be part of this community. And we just don't have room for you. That's what the world says, but God and the kingdom of God says, no, there is more than enough to go around for absolutely everyone and everything. Jesus shows that in his ministry, time and time again. If you go back and read through the Bible with the lens of generosity and hospitality, you're going to see that that theme pops up again and again because we serve a God and love a God that loves us with all the generosity in creation. And sometimes we are the last ones to get in on this, to understand that God is a God of generosity and that there's more than enough to go around. There's this trend on TikTok with these videos of people putting their dogs on a diet. They just give them two kibble, and I'll let you see what the dog's reactions are. So the dogs knew that there was more than enough, that that is not going to cut it, that the scarcity of that, no, there's more than that. And so we are people that also need to realize that there is more than enough to go around, more than enough love, more than enough resources. We need to be the people of God to show the heart of our God who is radical with God's generous hospitality. So how can you cultivate this in your own life then? If this can change things, how can it change things for you? Not just in your soul, but the people around you. It's reorienting your soul. Here are some ways to do that. Here are some ways to practice this idea of generous hospitality so that now instead of living out of scarcity, you're going to live out of abundance. The first is the fact that hospitality for others, generosity and hospitality for others, blesses. Oftentimes we think of the fact that we have to impress people, that we have to entertain people, that we have to show that we are good enough, that we are enough. But instead of entertaining, instead of impressing, how about we bless others first? How about that's first our focus? So this week, think of ways that you can bless others before yourself. Second way we can do this is to savor. To savor. We are too quick to move on. We are too quick to try and put a Band-Aid on something, but or a person or ourselves. But instead, maybe we should savor the presence of others in our midst, the presence of ourselves in our midst. To savor the moment that this moment is enough and that we are enough in this moment. So we need to savor. Another way is to listen. Instead of trying to tell people about yourself, there's time and place for that. And maybe this back and forth of listening to each other, you're able to do that. But first, listen to somebody. Listen to their story. Listen to their troubles, the things that they encounter, the ways that they encounter scarcity in their lives. So listening to others opens a doorway so that we can understand something different than our own mindset. Next one is the fact that we need to honor people. If we can honor people and be inclusive of people for where they are and who they are, this creates a whole new economy of abundance. This is the economy of the kingdom of God because it shows that you are enough and that to honor who you are and where you are is honoring our neighbor and loving our neighbor. And when we love our neighbor, we love God. So this week, the challenge I want to give to you all is how do you start living out of abundance rather than scarcity? As we saw in the scripture today, the widow lived out of scarcity, and Elijah showed the fact that God is a God who lives out of abundance and generosity. So what are the ways that you can be generous and hospitable to those around you this week? And how are the ways you could do that for your own soul, for yourself? And as I said, I think some of the key ways is to practice blessing on others, to practice savoring the moment, to be in the present, to practice listening to one another well, and to practice honoring people for who they are and where they're at. Hopefully these are steps that could continue to help us walk in the path of Christ and becoming aware of the kingdom of God and how the kingdom of God is more about abundance than scarcity. Because this idea, this reality of the kingdom of God can truly change our world. And as we enter communion together, we get to be a part of a table that has been all about abundance for 2,000 years. A table that Christ shared with even the person who betrayed him. That generosity and hospitality showed that even for Judas, that there was a place at the table. That God's kingdom is more about that there is enough to go around than not enough. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Voices of Hope. If you have enjoyed our podcast, please rate and review it and share it with your friends. Go in peace.